Welcome to Lad vs Dad Football Predictions Podcast.
I'm Dad.
I'm Lad, the current champion. Welcome to Lad vs Dad Football Predictions Podcast, Series 2, Episode 30.
How are you doing, Lad?
Good.
We've got a bit of a special... we're not going to do any predictions this time, are we?
No.
So it's a special episode because on Boxing Day, Lad, aged just 8, attended his 100th live football match.
Yeah, so today what we're kind of doing is you're going to be asking me questions and I'm going to be like answering them.
Yeah, we're going to scroll through our list of the games and just a couple of highlights. Obviously, yeah. Not do all 100. And then I'm going to ask like best ground and stuff like that. So we're not going to do any predicting. It's an amazing achievement to have done 100. And people say football is not a TV programme. You want to be there. And you've certainly done that. Lad, what was the first match you ever went to? I'm going to put it down here. It was the 27th of January in 2020, so nearly 4 years ago.
It was Leicester under-23s against Dynamo Zagreb under-23s.
Yeah, it was at Holmes Park, which is like a sort of Leicestershire FA ground. We wanted to get you to a game to just tick off going to one, and the nation was about to go into lockdown. And not long after. So glad that you got that game in. And Leicester won 2-1 that day. Then you had quite a long break because that was 2020 where the world closed down.
And
then for a little
while...
And
just to say, the first goal I ever scored was from... I have no idea how to pronounce it.
But... Yeah, when we've got something interesting, we write a comment on here. And Leon Sipos of Dynamo Zagreb scored the first goal you saw live. Yeah. So I wonder what's happened to him. I have to Google him. One day we'll do it. Then we had to go to some non-league games because league games weren't letting in. Your third game was one you were going to mention.
Yeah, it was Shepshed Dynamo against Hollybeach United.
Yeah, and what was memorable about that?
Well, the score did not happen. It was abandoned after 70 minutes while Shepshed were winning 2-0, but it was just AA because...
Yeah, it was only October, just hammered down with rain and they all had to come off. Your fifth game was the first time you set foot in the King Power Stadium. Can you remember anything about that?
It was a friendly and it was Leicester-Villarreal and Leicester won 3-2.
And the first ever goal scorer you saw for Leicester City?
Was Soyuncu.
Yeah. So we do make a comment on there. And then just a week later, you went to your first Premier League game at the King Power.
Yeah, the first Premier League game, it was Wolves versus Leicester at Leicester. And Jamie Vardy scored 1-0 Leicester.
Yeah, like it's great to have him as your first league goal scorer. Fast forward a couple of months, you went to your first like proper FA Cup game. You've been to a couple of... non-league teams, but we went FA Cup first round. We just looked at all the grounds and said, where do you want to go? And where did you go?
I went Milton Keynes against Stevenage.
Yeah.
2-2 draw.
Yeah, and we went in the Stevenage end because we don't like that MK Dons stole Wimbledon's place. Another non-league one where something interesting happened a bit later that season.
Notts County Southend, and the score was 4-1 to Notts County. But Southend had to put a player in goal when their keeper got injured because their keeper got injured and they didn't have any spare keeper. So a player went in goal for half an hour.
Yeah, it was the first time you'd seen that, wasn't it? And then another first a bit later that season was your first penalty shootout.
Yep, it was Harborough against North Shields. Yeah, and North Shield, the real score was 1-1, but North Shields won 5-3 on penalties. Yeah, and what? I got a selfie with the players on the pitch.
Yeah, we were there kind of supporting Harborough because from our county, but then when North Shields won, we just decided to celebrate with them anyway. And yeah, you got on the pitch. They were really good. And then towards the end of that season, we did a double header, two games on the same day for the first time. actually for the second time, because we had done it once, but away. Tell us about those 2 days.
So, 2 days, one day.
Two days, one day. My head's gone.
Yeah, and the first game was FC United of Manchester against Afton Colliery's.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, FC United of Manchester won 2-0. I didn't know that, but it's because we left early because we had to go to Manchester United Leicester. So
yeah, it was your first ever Leicester away game, Old Trafford, a birthday present. And we've been looking at a lot of the FC United fans and just fancied seeing it for real. So I went in their ground about an hour before the game.
Yeah, and Kelechi Iheanacho scored, would have been 2-1 if Leicester, VAR hadn't ruled out James Maddison's goal.
Yeah. Remember that. So, yeah, gone 1-0 up with Iheanacho, 1-1. Maddison scored. We were all going mad. VAR finds a little push or
That's
something.
That's why I quite like the Championship with no VAR.
Yeah, if that had been a Championship game, we'd have won that 2-1. It does mean you can celebrate. Going to fast forward into the next season, you went to a really big ground.
I went Tottenham against Leicester.
One of the worst scores you've seen there, wasn't it?
Most goals probably I've ever saw in one game, but
yeah,
quite a bad score, 6-2 to Tottenham.
Yeah. I think Son got a hat-trick that day. And then a month later, you did another Leicester away Premier League game.
It was Bournemouth-Leicester. The score was 2-1 to Bournemouth.
We did that because obviously trying to do the 92 grounds, Bournemouth's a hard one to get tickets for, hard one to get to and stuff. So it was good to get that ticked off. Bad to lose the match. Then we had a bit of an FA Cup game a month later where one of the local teams had done quite well to get there.
Yeah, Charlton against Colville at Charlton's big ground. And we've not just picked that. The score's 4-1 Charlton, but I think we've done this on the pod. We've said this when we, like the week after we predicted it, there was the food options, the list, munchies, no, starter munchies,
main,
hot food munchies, everything munchies.
Dessert munchies. And they told us there'd be some hot food coming at half time, and they didn't. It was the away end only selling munchies by the time we got there. I think they weren't expecting so many Colville fans.
They should have been.
So, yeah, we struggled eating there. But that was your 50th game, so that's actually halfway. I'm going to fast forward a little bit to the same competition, the FA Cup, but the fourth round there. What happened? Where did we go?
Walsall, Leicester. And it was 1-0 to Leicester. And not just that, Patson Daka gave me his shirt after the game.
Yeah, and that was a memorable one. And actually, we've been to Gillingham for the round before that, and you'd met Iheanacho as well. So some good FA Cup luck that year. Another Premier League away game with Leicester that you went to?
Southampton, Leicester. It was 1-0 Southampton.
Yeah.
So, I keep losing these away games.
Yeah, we do tend to lose them, but then we were getting relegated, weren't we? A bit more positive news, game number 72 here. What happened then?
It was Anstey against Sleaford. We usually predict Anstey sometimes on this podcast. It was 2-1 to Anstey, and that game, we've picked it because Anstey won the title, league title, and got the trophy, so yeah.
So that was like the first time you'd seen a team win. Yeah, actually.
Except before that.
I was just thinking, yeah, we kind of skipped Hull, past that one.
Hull against Leicester.
Yeah.
Leicester beat Hull 4-0, and we won the Corindon Cup.
Corindon Cup trophy, yeah. That's one of these, like, friendly trophies.
If anyone doesn't know what Corindon Cup is, Corindon is an airline, and we didn't know that.
No.
Until we saw a plane with Corindon on it.
And actually, mate, there's one more trophy you've seen. Peterborough Sports versus Colville was a playoff final, and you saw we wanted Colville, but Peterborough won. So you've seen Peterborough Sports lift a trophy, Leicester lift a trophy, and Anstey lift that trophy. And maybe this season you might see Leicester lift another trophy. But anyway, where are we up to? So then you got your first Leicester night away game.
Yep, Leeds, Leicester, 1-1 draw.
A few days later, you went to another Premier League away game.
Leicester, Fulham at Fulham. It was 5-3 to Fulham.
Yeah, that was another goal fest, but not for us. And then a couple of weeks later,
Leicester, West Ham. Leicester won 2-1. Woohoo! But Leicester got relegated because Everton also won.
Yeah, so that was your first experience of
I've got an enemy with Decore, whoever, I think it was him.
Yeah, yeah, it was Decore who scored. Yeah, I think like when we saw Everton that summer, he came on or like his name got read out and you booed, didn't you? Because you've remembered him. Game number 83, start of this season.
It was Burton-Leicester, 2-0 to Leicester, and it was my first game on the terraces.
Yeah, so the Burton's away end is still one of the few that's got proper standing. You've done it in non-league games, but this was Leicester City, stood on terraces. So, just like the old days, good to get one of those. Sometimes we go for years without one of those. Game number 88?
Liverpool-Leicester. At Anfield, 3-1 Liverpool.
Yeah, that was in the Carabao Cup this year. And then I think we're going to skip straight up to Boxing Day when you've just hit game number 100. What was it?
It was Leicester at Ipswich, 1-1. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was kind of it.
So I think like it's amazing. We do have some like overall lists here, and you've been to 43 different grounds. We've been loads of different competitions. I won't go into all of them. FA Cup, you've been to nearly every round. You've been to lots of like local non-league, FA Trophy, FA Vars, League One, League Two, as well as lots of Premier League games. So, yeah, it's been great. You've seen lots of teams. I think one game that we didn't mention as well, you've seen England under-21s against France under-21s. Perhaps you should have mentioned that one.
4-0 England, that was good.
Seen Seville come down here for a friendly. So, been to some really good games and still want to, and Sporting Lisbon, and you still want to do the 92 club, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, mate, so this one isn't about doing predictions, but just because it's a predictions programme, do you want to give everyone an update on the overall score after the last step?
Well, the last step, it was 6-5 to Ladd.
Yeah.
And
both
the
perfect on Leicester.
Yeah, we both got a perfect on Leicester Rotherham. We both predicted 3-0, should have got your money on it if you haven't.
I hope you all followed us.
Now I'm catching up with you. The overall score is 184 to Ladd and 186 to Dad.
But I've got something to tell you. The results of the listener... No, you don't know I'm going to tell you this. The results of the listener's poll from the last episode has come in regarding the 1-1 draw prediction on Bournemouth-Luton when the game got called off, and 60% of people said that you should be given all 3 points because you were on for a correct score.
Okay, then.
You're losing by 2 points before that. So we've gone with the listeners.
I want 3 points. Give me 3 points.
So we are updating right now. So
give me 3 points.
So I do it when the keyboard's plugged in. So what's the new overall score going to be?
Is 187 to Ladd and 186 to Dad.
So there you go.
Thank you for the 60% of people who said 3 points.
So to be fair, it was 1-1 near the end when the game got abandoned. So I'm fine with that. Ladd is winning by 1 point as we go to the end of 2023. It's exciting going into 2024, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, well... anything else you want to say?
No.
Congratulations on your 100 matches. It took me a lot longer. I would have been probably 14, 15 before I got to 100. So well done. And we'll keep doing those grounds, keep going to football.
Yep.
Football's not about just watching on the telly, playing on the PlayStation, is it? It's also going to it. So happy new year, listeners. It's bye from Dad.
And one from Lab.